As you may know, education and the Michigan economy is the theme of most of what's happening at this year's Mackinac Gathering. Yesterday, I had the chance to catch up with the president of the State Board of Education, John Austin, who's on Mackinac, and I first asked him his responses to yesterday's keynote speaker, Michelle Ree, the head of an organization called Students First, and the ex-top administrator for the city of Washington, D.C. schools. Ree, as you may know, called for the adoption of National Common Core curricula here in Michigan. Here is how John Austin responded to that.
Michelle's message with Students First and, you know, famously the czar, I guess, of Washington, D.C. schools, there's a lot of things that we agree on and that we're right. I mean, she started off saying teachers matter most. We should be better elevating, supporting teachers. She talked about the need to have high standards. Both she and Jeb Bush exhorted our Michigan leaders who are here to embrace the high Common Core standards, which we already have in Michigan, that are sort of world-class learning standards in every school district. So they definitely encouraged us to stay the course there, which was very welcome. And Michelle, we had lunch together with many folks from our elected officials in the media more privately, and the one thing I was pushing her on, and both she and Jeb Bush talked a lot about, was, you know, enhancing choice and charters as good outcome, good options for people that need a good choice to improve outcomes, which I support, and I think we all support, or at least many do in Michigan. We need more high-quality charters and choices. But what I pushed her on, and she agreed and basically said to other folks, we do not need to expand schools or create new schools that are low performers. So we should both close down existing bad performing schools, whether they're charter or traditional public schools, which I think we all can agree on, but we should not allow expansion of new schools, whether they're charters or online schools, if they don't deliver high quality education. We should encourage high performing schools to be created and expand, but this has been a problem with our sort of agenda of the last few months, which I think has run its course with the Oxford Foundation and the new school creation ideas and school finance ideas coming from the governor and the legislature. Let's create new specialty schools, unlimited online schools, unlimited new charters, even if they're run by bad performers. We've got to stop that, and then we have to turn around and say, let's increase choices where we need them, but through high-quality providers.
Michelle Ree is hardly a stranger to bold positions. I understand she said that ineffective teachers are the biggest defenders of the status quo. They drive effective teachers nuts. That's a quote. She is also a supporter of expanding the Common Core curriculum, which you support.
Correct.
When you balance what you like about her thinking with what you may not like about her, what's the final verdict?
I think there's more to like in terms of a focus on improving outcomes and helping all kids reach high standards. However, you know, there are two big issues that I have with her approach. One is, it's still a little us versus them. While she is applauding the efforts to get together to work with your teachers and help them improve their learning and get rid of bad teachers, but also reward and support good teachers, there's a little bit of us, the reformers, versus them, the status quo, the educators, the teachers unions. Somehow we have to defeat them. And I think that probably is why she's no longer a chancellor in Washington, D.C. We have to work with our teachers to improve education. It can be done. The fact that we are among the states that has had tough teacher tenure reform. You know, you have to demonstrate ability to teach now, and an evaluation system is almost completed that would measure that. That evaluation system that includes student achievement is being developed by Deb Ball, University of Michigan Dean, with our teachers' unions. And they welcome and like the fact that there could be a supportive, thoughtful, multidimensional evaluation, but they have to co-create it. So when we're talking about improving education, teachers are the most important ingredient, educators in the buildings. We have to work with them and support them and craft together how they can do better for kids.
In your view, John Austin, how much do Michigan's education challenges boil down simply to funding, inadequate funding?
It certainly is not funding in isolation, or even that's not the most significant issue. The truth is, though, we've made and are making, if we can stay the course, all the non-funding reforms. We have high standards for our learners, for our kids, we want to keep. We have high standards and expectations for our teachers, we want to keep those. We have a very demanding set of
why are you a proponent?
Accountability system. But So we've done all the reforms. In order to make the reforms work, we have to now invest more in the things that move the needle, including investing directly in K-12 education, because people are laying off teachers. We have no counselors. We have cutting of arts and music and other supports that are essential to learning. So we've made the reforms that don't cost money. We've even changed teacher benefit and healthcare systems. Those are all important. But we now need to reinvest in the things that actually can move the needle, which is having excellent teachers, not laying off teachers.
A couple of times you referred to Michigan's existing high standards. How much higher do they need to be? You are a proponent of expanding the Common Core curriculum to Michigan, correct?
Well, we 8 years ago passed the Michigan Merit Curriculum Standards, which brought us to be one of the most rigorous. To leave high school, you have to master a set of competencies that put us first among the nation. We embraced 2 years ago the Common Core because we were already there. It was basically aligned with our high Michigan merit standards. The Common Core was and is an effort to encourage other states who didn't raise their standards to raise them and have a high target of learning for all their young people. So we just need to stay the course on that so that all young people get a platform to take a next step, whether it's college or careers, that is essential in this global economy. And that's what the Common Core is. So we just need to stay the course on it. We're already ahead of the nation on standards. What I'm also saying is we need to catch up with the nation in states like Massachusetts that have invested significantly in teachers and in the frontline delivery of education if we're going to be successful in helping all young people, particularly those in challenged communities that come from families that don't give them a great start. It takes excellent teaching. It takes resources in our frontline classrooms to do that. If we expect, and we can, all those kids to learn.
Are you getting any feeling up there legislatively over the possibility, over the chances of the Common Core standards expanding here in Michigan? Should the state prepare to chart its own path, or do you think this could happen?
No, the State Board of Education is elected by the people. We chose to adopt the Common Core standards, which were an extension of our high rigor standards already. So, you know, we are already a leader. The issue is now whether a wrong-headed move by some legislators claiming that this is some federal takeover of education would reverse that. And I think at some point soon, hopefully, we'll have a vote. And it'll basically say, we're going to continue the course on the Common Core. We need Democrats and Republicans to work together on that. And I think it was instructive. You have a Governor Snyder, you have Jeb Bush, former governor, education leader, both saying to our legislators, stay the course on the Common Core. Our business leaders who are in force here are saying, keep the Common Core. We can't have any young person, any Michigan community get a second-class education. They need a world-class education. And if we abandon a common set of high standards, that's what will happen. Some kids are going to be sentenced to a really bad education somewhere in Michigan, and that's unacceptable.
How many more Michigan citizens need to be persuaded that more education funding would actually help students as opposed to just perpetuate legacy costs in districts?
I think on education, they're already there. Meaning when Albion closes its high school, when we see districts that are, including my own, Ann Arbor, a relatively well-off community, making dramatic cuts in laying off teachers, in ending arts and music and other programs that are so wonderful and important, the public is already there that we need to recommit to finance and spend money on our schools. We've made all the cuts, we've made all the reforms that one can imagine. So the public's there. We need a legislature and political leaders, some of whom unfortunately don't believe you should raise money or spend money on anything, not even schools. We need them to get the message from their citizenry, and I think people care about their local neighborhood schools. They want them to work. They don't want to see them hemorrhaged and beat up and diminished. And so we're there on education. We're still not there on roads and other things we need to invest in. But we need to now make it so.
Next month, the legislature will get the final report from the group exploring a model for teacher accountability here in Michigan. What needs to be a part of that framework, in your opinion?
Well, I think that's the excellent news is there's an example where a group led by experts was putting together a evaluation system with the input and help of teachers and even teachers unions that's going to be thoughtful, it's going to be supportive, it's going to be multidimensional. Yes, teachers will be evaluated on whether their kids are learning, but they're also going to be evaluated on the quality and nature of their instruction. It's going to be a tool for helping them do better, not to punish them. And that's why we also have to reject the other ideologically driven bills that are in the legislature, unfortunately, for merit pay for teachers and not having a different assessment system than the one that's being developed by this Governor's Commission on Educator Excellence. We need to put in place this thoughtful, informed by teachers evaluation system so that we can continue the effort to improve teaching and insist on high quality teaching and provide support for teachers, not punish them.
How close attention does the State Board of Education pay to other states, even other countries, when it comes to reform and models for reform?
Absolutely. We pay tremendous attention. In fact, when we upped our standards and brought our high school curriculum content expectations forward, it was based on the national best practice of what leading states were doing in terms of high standards. Anytime we make a change or seek a change, whether it's in finance or whether it's in reform of how you evaluate teachers, we're always facilitating running processes like the Governor's Council and Educator Excellence that is bringing the best proven performance-driven techniques into what we try to make policy and law here in Michigan.
Is there a state or a local model for educating young people that you could point to as an example of a district doing something right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are many in Michigan that are doing a lot right, but as a state, Massachusetts has the best performing, meaning the kids learn and they graduate at the highest numbers, meaning they learn the skills. Massachusetts does a lot of things that we also are doing, including a rigorous sort of exit requirement for the skills all young people must master when they leave high school, and an assessment of those skills, which we have with the Michigan Merit and Common Core. But they, for example, when they expand school choice and charters, they have a State Board of Education and local public school districts as the ones who expand and create new charters and choices as additions to high quality options in the state. They don't have an open-ended, unregulated, no quality control, anybody can charter anything, or new online school districts being created. So we need to mimic the best states when we're looking at how we expand choice and options for young people and have it be governed by quality control, tight regulation, because markets don't regulate themselves. You need to ensure the kids are learning in every new school that we have or create, and that's our bottom line.
You dropped any consideration of running for governor recently, saying Mark Schauer is the guy. Are you and Mark Schauer basically on the same page with regard to education policy, or do you have differences?
No, we're not only very much on the same page. I'm looking over across the room here at Mark. I'm happy about Mark's candidacy because he's a leader, he's a person of integrity, and I'm sharing all my thoughts and all our thoughts about how we improve education and how we improve our economy, and I'm hopeful and optimistic that that Mark will help us advance them.
What would you say to Michigan voters who voted for Governor Rick Snyder, saying that it was really time for a change, that a lot of the Democratic approaches to problem solving, particularly in education, were not getting addressed under Jennifer Granholm? And I mean, how would you make the case for Mark Schauer with that background?
Well, I think the truth is, under Governor Granholm, we were making these types of changes and doing so on a bipartisan basis, improving education and setting high standards. The economy collapsed in Michigan, and so voters were understandably going to pick a change. I think on education, on some other issues, though, what they didn't bargain for was the governor, who I hoped and we hoped would be a sort of moderate, pro-education, pro-environment, pro-city governor. The team that he leads, the Republican Party, is so conservative and so reactionary that they're all only for cutting funding for education, higher education. They're for creating a free market, unregulated, new school creation, online charters with no quality control. And unfortunately, the governor has been facilitating that and encouraging it, perhaps. And that's wrong. And so I think on education and other issues, we're going to see, and we need, we should do it on a bipartisan basis, a counter agenda of how do we proactively and affirmatively build up and figure out how to fund adequately our system of schools, including making changes in how we do that, that make sure all schools improve and that we have additional choices that are high quality.
John Austin is president of the Michigan State Board of Education. He's been speaking to us from the Mackinac Policy Conference. Thanks, John.
Thank you.